This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The former head of U.S. Central Command, retired Army General John Abizaid, was on Capitol Hill today as President Donald Trump's nominee for ambassador to Saudi Arabia. Testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Abizaid talked about complicating factors in the U.S.-Saudi relationship.
War in Yemen, the senseless killing of Jamal Khashoggi, rifts in the Gulf Alliance, alleged abuses of innocent people to include an American citizen and female activists, all present immediate challenges.
Abizaid is expected to win easy Senate approval. Iran's president says there is no chance of negotiations or compromise with the United States because, he says, Washington is trying to topple the government in Tehran. Here is AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Hassan Rouhani says in a televised speech, the United States says Iran should change, referring to the way the country was before the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Then Rouhani adds, we say we won't go back. The differences between Iran and the U.S. being so wide that they are neither negotiable nor can they be a compromise. The Trump administration has repeatedly denied allegations Washington is seeking to overthrow Iran's government. The U.S. says it wants Iran to radically change its policies and stop supporting regional militant groups. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. State Department says high-level peace negotiations with the Taliban are continuing in Doha, Qatar. The timeline for a withdrawal of U.S. troops is a major focus. During a trip to Iowa Monday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo referred to ongoing talks with those he called Taliban terrorists, though they are not on the State Department's list of foreign terror groups. To stay up with all the day's news, you can go online to voanews.com or simply use the VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. The Venezuelan government has ordered the expulsion of Germany's ambassador because of his support of opposition leader Juan Guaido, who was working to orchestrate the end of President Nicolas Maduro's socialist regime. Caracas told the envoy, Martin Kreiner, he had 48 hours to leave, accused of meddling in Venezuela's internal affairs. The order came after Kreiner met with Guaido on his return to the country on Monday. Meanwhile, the United States announced more visa restrictions for Venezuelan individuals. The word came from Vice President Mike Pence.
The State Department is announcing that the United States will revoke 77 visas, including many officials of the Maduro regime and their families.
UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet is warning that growing social, economic, and political inequalities are increasing alienation and instability in countries throughout the world. The High Commissioner presented a sweeping view of all this in a speech to the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva. VOA's Lisa Schlein is there.
Michelle Bachelet says she is very concerned about government reprisals against victims, human rights defenders, and non-governmental organizations who cooperate with the United Nations.
Today, allow me to voice my concern at the apparently arbitrary arrest and detention and alleged ill treatment or torture of several women human rights defenders in Saudi Arabia. The persecution of peaceful activists will clearly contradict the spirit of the country's proclaimed new reforms. So we urge that these women be released.
Bachelet condemns the detention of members of the Uyghur Muslim minority in what China calls re-education centers in its Xinjiang province. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Bachelet also took note of the thousands of migrant children separated from their families during border crossings into the United States. An activist group says a prominent human rights lawyer in Iran who has defended protests against mandatory headscarves for women has been convicted and faces years in prison. The lawyer is Nasreen Sotoudeh, who previously served a three-year term for her defense work. The executive director of the Center for Human Rights in Iran says the arrest shows, quote, the insecurity the regime has to any peaceful challenge. Algerian Independence War veterans have joined those demanding that ailing 82-year-old President Abdelaziz Bouteflika step down after 20 years in power. He says he intends to run for a fifth term. The unrest poses the biggest challenge yet to Bouteflika and his inner circle, which includes members of the military, intelligence services, and business executives, two branches of a powerful Algerian labor union representing tens of thousands of workers, also opposed the re-election plan, and there were large anti-Bouteflika street protests in Algiers last weekend. Gene Randall, VOA News.